If you are burnt out, it is a result of misalignment. It's a result of maybe doing work that isn't aligned with your values, or maybe you're doing work or creating things in the world that are not coming from your gifting, that you're doing things simply from the things that you gained some competency, but not excellence in. So how can you start to recognize what actually is valuable to you? How can you prioritize what truly matters? And allow your life to reflect that. Allow your life to reflect your true values.
This is Euphoric Evolution, a podcast all about inner spiritual growth for abundance, where we bridge the spiritual into the practical, the energetic into the physical. I'm Mikosina Jezer. I'm a spiritual teacher and oracle, speaker and author, and I'm passionate about catalyzing tomorrow's leaders into consciousness and transformation. So if you're a spiritual seeker and know you're called for more, let's begin your transformation.
I'm so glad that you're back for today's episode. We're going to be diving into New Earth consciousness and, more importantly, what you need to focus on in order to navigate and step into your next level of leadership. Now, if you're listening to this, you very much are someone who feels deeply. You are aware of so many aspects of culture that are seemingly just crashing and burning. Perhaps it feels like just a never-ending dumpster fire. It feels like a dumpster fire. And I felt really called to do this episode, number one, because of being the advisor, mentor to so many New Earth leaders, in really supporting them in integrating this methodology into their life so that they can really step into their calling and fulfill the legacy that they are here for. But there are some key things that I'm not hearing enough people really talk about, how you need to survive in this time. And more importantly, if you're listening to this, you likely got here because you've been awakening for some period of time, right? You are aware of the hidden aspects of reality that are creating this scenario of every system crumbling, and our ways of life, our ways of doing things shifting in a really drastic way, where before we had this illusion of control, and now you can feel like you have control over maybe the water that you drink. And in some cases, not even that, right? It's again and again and again, one thing after another. And I'm seeing so many really incredible leaders challenged with anxiety, being challenged with burnout. In fact, I was reading an article, I'm going to do another episode on misalignment burnout, but burnout is skyrocketing. And there's a spiritual reason for that. There's a spiritual cause to that. And what's interesting is we see a lot of people who are, because of the anxiety, running to spirituality, but really there's two types of spirituality. There's the type of spirituality that is all about soothing. It's a soothing spirituality. It's designed to help you feel better about the state of reality that you find yourself in. And then there's another kind of spirituality that is designed to give you the tools to not just survive in chaos, but to thrive in, like, literally be able to take the challenges that are presented to you and create a better future for yourself as well as for others. This time is really crucial because those of us who step up to the plate and can navigate this season of humanity, we are putting in place the foundation for a new earth. And I know that people talk about that and it sounds so esoteric and so like, oh my gosh, what does that even mean? It's a very real and grounded thing. For example, we have standard work hours here in the West. Well, New Earth can look like structuring work hours in a way that is more flexible. That's one way that this concept of New Earth can actually have practical implications. And, well, you know I care about that. You know I care about that a lot. So I've got three really important keys for you to take away from our little chat today, because, you know, I've been accused in the past of being someone who is quite detached. In fact, some people have read my personality as cold or aloof. But what's actually happening is that I maintain a certain level of detachment, especially from those that I am holding space for, those who I am guiding, those who I'm activating. Because if you see someone who is sinking in the mud, you are no good to them if you jump in the mud with them. You're no good if you succumb to the mud, if you're drowning in the mud with them. There's so much chaos happening right now that is literally, it's like you open your eyes and you're just bombarded all the time. And because you are so empathic, feeling, caring, you care. You care a lot. And that ability to care a lot is beautiful and also potentially detrimental, potentially harmful. It is a place for sabotage. So I'm not saying that the solution is just to not care. However, your caring for this next phase, especially as a leader, your caring has to look like you having a level of detachment from what is happening around you so that you can prioritize yourself, your well-being, your family, your community, your calling, because the powers that be want nothing more than you to care about all the things and to just be jumping reactionary from thing to thing to thing, never really gaining traction in bringing your genius, bringing your calling into this world, which is the area that you can actually make a difference. This means that on one hand, there's this paradox of needing to surrender to the fact that there's much in this world that we don't have control over, and simultaneously holding the knowing that as we take responsibility for things, we can actually create change. We can actually create a different reality, first and foremost, starting with ourselves, but also that has a ripple effect. But we can't get there if we do not detach, because there will always be something getting you emotionally riled up. You in a hyper emotional state is not helpful, is not able to move the needle forward. There's a place for our emotions. We can literally leverage them. We can leverage anger. We can use grief. We can transmute that energy into power, but we can't if we just get stuck in the emotions of things. The second piece is that this is a time where you've got to resolve your burnout. This kind of goes back to the other key here, but if you are burnt out, you have no inspiration, no connection to spirit, no energy to shift, to create change, to impact others. You become just a part of the dumpster fire, a part of the remains of the dumpster fire. I know that we can get very much caught up in this moment. And for one thing, healing burnout will support you in this moment. But more importantly, we need that to extend throughout your life. We need you to be able to be in your highest potential sustainably throughout your lifetime. Because what you can accomplish this month or in 6 months or even in a year or 2 years compared to what you can accomplish over a lifetime, it may look like choosing to do the thing that quote unquote looks smaller but creates a solid foundation so that you can sustainably build over time, but giving yourself permission to do that if that is what's necessary. If you are burnt out, it is a result of misalignment. It's a result of maybe doing work that isn't aligned with your values, or maybe you're doing work or creating things in the world that are not coming from your gifting, that you're doing things simply from the things that you gained some competency, but not excellence in. So how can you start to recognize what actually is valuable to you? How can you prioritize what truly matters and allow your life to reflect that? Allow your life to reflect your true values, right? If you are a person who really does value healthy food, allow your life to reflect health and find ways to integrate that into your present existence. The last key is to stay connected to your humanity. Again, this system has set us up to be robotic. And anything that isn't quote unquote productive or making money is seen as less than or unimportant, or is the first thing that we throw on the back burner because we don't see how it has a direct benefit to us. But do not underestimate the value of what keeps you connected to your humanity, whether that's listening to music that you love, whether that's going dancing once or twice a month, whether that is creating Play-Doh sculptures with your kids. Those small experiences will keep you connected to your humanity. Now, I've got to say that the work that I've been doing to create a methodology that is based in ancient wisdom called euphoric evolution is the solution for building the resiliency, the inner stability, and the self-mastery to step into your new earth leadership, to break through your upper limits, to create greater levels of abundance and success and fulfillment and flow. So if you desire that level of support and to integrate this experience, integrate this new paradigm into your reality, I definitely want to encourage you to visit theroyalshaman.com and apply to work with myself and my team. Now, again, this is not a need. By the way, mentorship is not a need. It is a desire. So if you feel that you need the support, please do not come and apply. Please don't. Don't do that to yourself. Focus on fulfilling your needs first, because this is not a need, nor is it for everyone. This is for individuals who know that expansive community is what they benefit from most, for individuals who desire to live an extraordinary life, and who also know that they are called to create a powerful legacy in this world and experience the incredible abundance that comes as a byproduct of that. So if that is you, be sure to visit theroyalshaman.com. And if you got value from this, please be sure to leave us a review. I've seen some of your reviews and I really appreciate that so much. And I always love to hear from you. So I'll catch you next time on Euphoric Evolution.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Euphoric Evolution. If you found this valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review with your biggest takeaway. Be sure to share with someone you care about if you know they'll also find value in this episode. You can also visit theroyalshaman.com to take my free consciousness quiz, where you'll uncover your current stage of consciousness, identify your current blockages, and define which steps you can take next to align with your highest potential. You can also see the show notes to find our socials. In Euphoria,